got some scripture upon the heart. The Lord lets us read it here just a minute out of Galatians. And the 5th chapter, if you've got your Bibles, going to come read with us. Glad we're living in the land and country in which we are. You know, this is July 4th, and it's a time to be celebrating and celebrating our country. Amen. We're living in prettiest times, according to the Bible. Amen. We're living in prettiest times. I like that song Donald sang listening for the call. I've stopped looking for the signs. Amen. And I'm listening for the call. Amen. And a lot of folks, I'll tell you, and I believe that's pretty well the mindset of God's people in the day and time in which we live. Amen. We've stopped looking for the signs. Amen. But we're listening for the call this morning. And I'm listening for the call. I'm looking up. We talked a lot about the Lord while we was down there and about the coming of the Lord. And we was talking about little Emery, you know, how she might be. We don't never know. I said, but the Bible says the Spirit speaks expressly, amen, about being ready. And, you know, the urgency of being ready. Paul spoke of being ready then when he was living in the Word. And, of course, we speak about being ready, but we see times the way they are, amen, days and times which we are right now. And we're living in troublesome times, perilous times. The Bible says dangerous times. And we stopped off to get gas in one place there in Georgia, coming back on Friday night. And we left out of there. And, boy, we thought, well, we need to get on the road. We didn't want to spend too much time in there. And wasn't sure which lane to get in. Tyson sort of got in this lane, then got in the left lane. And didn't know if you turn off to the left or the right to get on 75 North. And there's two people behind, and I mean, they got the honking the horns and coming by and giving faces and everything and ripping their engines up. And I thought, my goodness, amen, we need to get out of here. Amen. Yeah. But you know, that's sort of kind of time we're living in. Amen, yeah. Folks. And you've never seen like a busyness, amen, that's out of the nighttime. Amen. And you ever get out a little bit at night? We got home about 1:30 that morning and yesterday morning. Boy, you get around at night, there's just about as much traffic of the night as it was during the day. But I'm glad this morning, amen, I'm a child of the day this morning. Ain't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I'm a child of the King. I'm glad I'm a child of the day. And I tell you, I'm glad to be home this morning. Praise the Lord. But I've got some scripture I'm going to read. And I thank God for the land and country in which I live. And amen. And you know, we pray for it. This is July 4th and the time we celebrate. Amen. And a lot of folks this day and time wondering, what do we celebrate? Amen. Folks, and I wish to goodness, amen, that I was, and I love history, and I wish to goodness that I could go back in history and tell a lot, everything, amen, about that's been paid for our liberties that we have. Because we have great liberties. It's not a liberty, amen, to do anything we please. Amen. It's not a liberty that we can live any way we want to. That's not what freedom's about. That's not what liberty means this morning. Amen. Jesus, he said, if I set you free, you're free indeed this morning. Our liberties is in the Lord. Amen. Our liberties come from Almighty God. And I want to preach just a little bit, amen, on that this morning. I know I preached from a time or two, but he says in verse 1, I'm just going to read this one verse, says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. The Bible says this morning to stand fast in the liberty, amen, wherewith Christ hath made us free. There's something to stand for, amen, as me and you live, as me and you walk upon this face of this earth. Amen. There's something to stand for, amen, as we live, amen, and we have our freedoms, and we have, amen, freedom. You know, they say freedom is not free. Amen. It is not free. We wouldn't have no liberty, amen, at all if Jesus had to pay the price for me and you this morning. Somebody say amen up there.
Amen.
If we didn't have, amen, the Lord, amen, that gave his life's blood for me and you, we would have no liberty this morning. Amen. Freedom is not free this morning. And he said, to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, amen, that Christ has made us free. And I'm going to tell you something this morning. We have something to stand for this morning. There's a liberty to stand for. Amen. But this Amen. I want to go to the book of 2 Peter this morning. I'm going to read just a little bit. Amen. Right there. Amen. 2 Peter. Amen. And amen. 2 Peter and the second chapter. Amen. I want you to follow along with me just a little bit. I'm not going to try to hold you too long, but I do want to read God's Word and tell what God's Word says this morning. Amen. And the Bible says this morning in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 19. Amen. I'm going to read verse 18 and 19. I'm going to read them two first. Amen. But he said, for when they speak grace-swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh. Amen. Through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error this morning. Amen. He said, while they speak great swelling words, amen, and we've got folks today, amen, that makes all kinds of big boasts, all kinds of big brags. They speak great swelling words, amen, of men's wisdom this morning. Amen. And of vanities today. And they allure, amen, through the desires of the flesh. Amen. They allure people, amen, by what they're saying this morning. We're living, amen, in them times. And I like the song Donald sung, amen. Yeah. I'm not looking for the sign, but I'm listening for the sound, amen, of the coming of the Lord this morning. He said, while they promised them liberty, they themselves, amen, are the servants of corruption this morning. While they promised them liberties, amen, and we have a lot of folks today, amen, and I mean they're talking about how they promised liberties and freedom to everybody, amen. It's a woman right to choose and all that, amen, to slaughter innocent little babies. Come folks, on. I'm going to tell you, amen, it's a distortion of the truth and it's a twist, amen, of that which is right this morning. It's twisted up and it's not right before God this morning, amen. While they promised liberties, they themselves, amen, they themselves become, amen, the servants of corruption this morning. Amen. And someone said, well, preacher, amen, Brother Robbie said, we don't have to worry about them things right around here. Amen. I'll tell you, folks, amen, sin gets started in one place. It creeps on and it spreads out. Amen. And I'll tell you today, amen, it takes a hope this morning. Amen. And there's a lot of things, amen, that we need to do. But I'll tell you, amen, we need to recognize, amen, where the problems are this morning. Amen. Boy, I tell you, sin is a big old problem this morning. Amen. It all starts, amen, with sin this morning. The Bible says, amen, in chapter 2 of 2 Peter, I'm going to read a few verses right here. In verse 1, it said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there should be false teachers among you, who proudly shall bring in damnable hearsays, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And said, many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth is evil spoken of. Amen. By reason the way of truth is evil spoken of. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Amen. I'm glad to live where I live. It burns me down deep on the inside. Amen. When they go to hating on America, and they're not standing for the flag, and they're not standing for the national anthem and all these things, I'm going to tell you this morning, it ought to stir every one of our hearts. Amen. God, help us to have a little spirit about us this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you the truth this morning. Amen. I was down there at St. Augustine, and I was talking to one of my family members down there, and he's talking about one of the statues that took it down right there in St. Augustine, the stuff that you normally want to see. And amen, and they're trying to erase everything this morning. Yeah. Amen, that where we've come from and what milestones we've made. Amen, and no one seems to be alarmed. Someone needs to sound an alarm this morning. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. He said, and many shall follow their pernicious way by reason of whom the way of truth is evil spoken of. They speak this morning, amen, of the goodness of God. And some things the Lord has done, God has established this morning. They make it evil, amen. They speak evil of it as it's him. Amen. That's what's going on this morning. And he said, and through covetousness they shall with vain words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Amen. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down into hell, and delivered them unto the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. He said, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing into the flood unto the world of the ungodly. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example, amen, making them into an example unto those, amen, that after should live ungodly this morning. Folks, I'm telling you, that's pretty well plain word of God this morning, amen. I mean, the Bible says this morning, amen, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. I mean, they're trying to make everything, they're trying to call all things that's bad, all things that's ungodly, they're trying to call it good. Amen. And it really bothers me this morning, Brother Eric. Amen. How the LGBTQ or whatever they call themselves, amen, they've hijacked. Amen. The rainbow and all that for the wrong effect this morning. I tell you this morning, amen, it's not this morning something about that, but it's about the promises of God is what those things are about this morning. Amen. They've hijacked the things of God for their own self this morning. Amen. God will hold accountable. Amen. He said this morning, if God spared not, amen, the angels of sin and cast them down into hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved in the judgment, and spared not, amen, the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the city to Son of Gomorrah. Folks, I'm going to tell you this morning, God's word is true. Amen. Amen. Turn the city to Son of Gomorrah to ashes and condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto all them that should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, amen, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You get to going around and rubbing on something enough, amen, it'll begin to rub off on you this morning. Amen. You know, they sang a song, McCamey sung a song, getting used to the dark. Amen. Mm-hmm. Folks are getting used to these things. They want to speak enough of them. They want to get it out there enough. Amen. The words normalized. Things are just, amen, not thought of as so bad this morning. But I'm going to tell you, amen, God is God, and He don't have to move. Amen. He is a standard of living this morning. Amen. He still is a standard of living. Amen. He's still the standard of living. Amen. And the Bible says this one, verse 9, it says, and the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them, amen, that walk after the flesh in the lust of the uncleanness, amen, and the Bible says, and they despise government this morning. Mm-hmm. Amen. They despise government. Amen. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities this morning. Amen. Being devoted to things. Being devoted to your family. Being devoted to your church. Amen. Being devoted this morning, amen, to your country. Boy, they want to speak evil of dignity. They speak evil of government. There's one thing the Lord instituted. Amen. Three things God instituted in the beginning. Amen. Was the family. Amen. Second was the church. Amen. And the third was government. We've got to be governed this morning. Amen. And boy, I'll tell you, we pulled off that one exit down there. Amen. And I never seen so many blue lights we pulled in. Amen. The service station pastor said, we're pulling right there. Right there sits a cop. Amen. Had two or three people pulled over. And there's a racing around through there. It was a scary feeling to be at. Amen. seemed like the wickedness was all around you right there. Amen. And it was a scary, frightening place to be at this morning. That's a shame today, folks. And they talk today, amen, the Bible says, you know what iniquity means, amen, is lawlessness. Amen. Well, so, well, I didn't expect to hear about all this. Well, it's the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. Folks, I tell you, and the Bible says this morning, because iniquity abound, the love of many had waxed cold. Amen. Folks, his love has grown cold. Amen. Because of sin this morning. Amen. Yeah. Folks, it's time, amen, to love one another. Amen. Time to love one another. Love our country. Amen. Standing fast in the liberty. Amen. But we've got folks that speaks against liberty. Amen. They despise government. Amen. They don't want to be governed. They don't want to live by the laws and the rules. Amen. Amen. Well, if you're so good and you're so good at sports and all this, you can get by with anything you want to. Amen. We see a celebrity. Amen. He just got out. Amen. And we know the things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I don't know the reason. Amen. Don't really want to say, but boy, they turned him loose. Amen. If it'd been me or you, amen, we'd be under the jail probably.
Yeah.
Amen. But the Bible says they despise, amen, government. Amen. If you've got a certain celebrity status, amen, it seems like you can get by with anything this morning. And they may do it down here, but we don't get by with the Lord.
That's
amen.
Right.
If he spared not the angels, amen. Folks, thanks today, amen, there's not an almighty God that we have to answer to, but we have a God,
mm-hmm.
amen, that we have to answer to. Somebody say amen.
That's right.
We amen. Have an almighty God that we have to answer to this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says in 11, it says, whereas angels, which are great in power and might, be bring not a ready accusation against them, amen, before the Lord. Amen. They don't argue with them before the Lord. Amen. They bring them to God this morning. Amen. They bring them to God. Amen. And he said, but these are natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things, amen, which they understand not. And they shall utterly perish, amen, the Bible says, in their own corruption this morning, speaking evil of things that they know not this morning. Amen. Things they don't understand. Amen. I tell you, folks, I'm glad I know the right way. I'm glad I know the Lord this morning. I'm glad this morning, amen, to be raised, amen, in a good home this morning. Folks, I tell you, amen, and we see these things, and amen, and it means something, amen, to have that heritage behind you. Amen. Some ground to stand on. Amen. To where you know your liberties come from this morning. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you today, amen, if they seen, amen, how it was when I was growing up, amen, with all the social media going on and all the GoPros and all that, focusing on everything. If they seen how I was whipped, amen, when I was growing up, amen, for some of these teachers around here, they'd be a hollering, amen, child abuse, mm-hmm. amen. Boy, I'll tell you, it was abuse this morning if I didn't get corrected in what my wrongs were. Amen. Folks, if we don't get corrected in our wrongs, amen, what can we, the Bible says this morning, amen. I want to turn and read in the book of Psalms. Psalms 11. Now, I want you to follow along with me just a little bit. I'm going to slow down just a little bit. Psalm chapter 11 and verse 3. Amen. He said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Amen. If we have no ground to stand on, what can the righteous do? If there are things to be took out from under us, amen, what can we do? Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, we're living in them type of times this morning. Amen. I mean, the foundations is just about to be jerked out from under. Amen. The people of America. I asked Brother Rain, I talked to him yesterday a little bit. I said, what are you preaching on? Amen. What are you preaching on, Lord? Amen. He said, I'm going to preach on a people independent of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Independent of the Lord. I've never seen a time that folks
yeah.
don't want to be. They want to be independent of the Lord. Amen. And people don't want God ruling or giving them a guide on how to live their lives mm-hmm. this morning. Amen. God don't know enough. God is not good enough. God's not able, amen, to guide me in my life and guide me in what I need to do this morning. But folks, I tell you, God is very able. We serve an able God. Amen. We serve an able God. Amen. But a God that is people living independent of God this morning. Amen. They want to live independent of the Lord. Amen. But God, amen, brings us our independence. Amen. The Bible says, like, amen, it's like Israel. Amen. They done away with the chief cornerstone of the temple that was being built this morning. It always got in their way. There's always a stumbling over that chief cornerstone. And, amen, they can find no place, Brother Eric. Amen, for that stone to be at. Amen. I mean, it was always in the way. There's a building a house for the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you this morning. Amen. Back, amen. In 1982, I started building a house. Amen. For the Lord this morning. Yeah. I mean, God began to work. Amen. On me this morning. That, amen. That ain't stopped yet. Amen. I ain't a complete subject this morning. I'm not a complete vessel today. God's still working on me. Amen. But you know what? This morning, they would work on that building. They'd try to find a place and they couldn't find no place. And they wondered, amen, but what's this stone doing here? Amen. There's no place for this stone. Amen. They put it over the hill. They shoved it over the hill down there. And, amen. They got the place where that stone was needing to be. And they thought, oh, now there's a place right here. Amen. There's something got to go right here, but we don't know where it's at. Amen. They had lost it somewhere. Yeah. Amen. So I said, well, said, you know, we pushed this thing over the hill and, amen, and went down there and they got it and brought it up. Amen. It was a chief cornerstone of the building. Folks, we need the Lord more than we need anything this morning. Right. We need the righteousness of God above everything else this morning. Amen. Amen. I mean, we need the Lord. Amen. Above everything, anything that we have. Amen. We need Him this morning. Amen. And He said this morning, amen, and amen, I'm going to turn back. Amen. Bible says in Psalm chapter 33 and verse 12, said, amen, blesses of God, blesses the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. Blesses the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. How many say that with me this morning? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. And I tell you, amen. Preachers need to stand up and preach it. Amen. Lay members, we need to tell it. Amen. We need to let folks know where we stand. Amen. You know, I had a little thing. It was a Ten Commandments called Teen. T-E-E-N. Teen Commandments. And one of the things that the commandment said, amen, stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Amen. Folks have not got no place to stand. They've not got no word to stand on. Yeah. Amen. But God gave us His word to stand on. It's a solid foundation. Yeah. Amen. It's a guide. The Bible, you know, like we say in Bible school, I'll make your word, amen, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen. That I walk right before the Lord. It's a good book this morning. Amen. Amen. It's a good book this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. I praise God for the word of the Lord this morning, for the word of God. Amen. And but I want to read just a few minutes out of Hebrews in chapter 12. And I know I've jumped around quite a bit. Amen. In the scriptures this morning. Amen. But I had a dream last night. And I feel like this. And I take it personally, first of all. Amen. But I'll tell you, I think it's fitting. Amen. Forever. I had a dream. Amen. Last night. I studied about that dream and I prayed. Lord, what is this dream that I have? What do you mean? Amen. But this dream. But I feel like this is where America is today. I really believe that. Amen. I had a dream last night. Amen. And I know the Lord gives me a dream. I believe He gave me this one. Amen. I was in a place and there was Bibles. There was Bibles stacked right up here. And there was Bibles stacked right up here and right in front of it. and everything. And I had the Word, Bibles stacked on top of one another all around me. I thought, I'm really wanting this right over here. I can't even think of what it was, but it's something I was wanting to get. It's something I was wanting to get to. I was wanting to have. It's something that I knew that I was wanting. Amen. It was something that I was wanting. And I thought, I'm going to try to get that. And I started laying the Bibles down. I thought, I can't get these Bibles down. I didn't want to knock them over. I thought, I'm going to lay these Bibles down. I started laying them down before I could get over and get that. And a voice spoke to me. He said, well, don't climb over the Word trying to get what you want. I believe that's where people are today, especially in our land and country. How do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
I believe they're trying to climb over, get around, put down the Word of God to get up so they can get over it to get what they want.
That's right. That's a good picture.
Amen. I had never thought about anything like that. And I know the Lord, I thought, Lord, I prayed, I went to the Lord, this was, Lord, help me. I don't ever go above your Word or go lay down your Word or try to get around your Word to get what I want. Amen. Folks, if it ain't for us in the Word of God, it's not good for us this morning. Amen. And he said this morning in chapter 12 and verse 1, verse 1 and 2, he said, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about, I mean, it's about us.
Mm-hmm.
With so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Amen. Let us lay aside the weight and the sin that besets us. Amen. Don't lay the Word aside.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't lay God aside. Amen. Don't lay the things of God by to get and do what you want. Amen. But he said this morning, he says, seeing we're from past battle, so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience, amen, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, amen, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God this morning. Amen. I believe this morning with all my heart, amen, if ever been a time we need to lay things aside, amen. There's some things I've had to lay aside. There'll be some things in order to serve the Lord, you just have to lay it aside this morning. Amen. Lay the crops by, like they used to say.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To follow the Lord. Amen. I was listening to John Hagee just a few minutes this morning, and he was talking about some of the people in our country, some of the founding fathers of our country, and folks that had a great deal with the founding of this country, how much they believed in liberty, how much they believed in the Lord, how much they believed, amen, in the freedoms that we enjoy today, and the things they did, amen, the sacrifices they made that we might have them things this morning, amen. Folks, I tell you this morning, I'd rather have the Lord as anything I know of. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather know that Jesus is on my side more than anything in this world. Amen. And I sure don't want to lay aside the things of God, amen, to get what I want this morning. Amen. Amen. And you know, someone said, and I thought about this, and you've heard me say it a time or two before. I remember talking to Brother Raymond, and this is when Christy was a, his daughter was a young girl. She was about 16 years old, and she was wanting a car. She just had this so much money. And he said, "Honey," he said, let's pray about this. Now, it can be a car, it can be a home, it can be a spouse, it can be, amen, a place, it can be a job, amen. But the things that we take to the Lord in prayer, amen, God wants us to be involved. God wants us to ask Him about things. Mm-hmm. He said, Dad said, I want to buy a car. I said, well, let's pray about it. He said, no, I don't want to pray about it. Why don't you want to pray about it? He kept digging out. Well, honey, we asked the Lord about this. Well, I'm afraid God won't give me what I wanted. Have you ever been there? I have. I pray the Lord just won't give me what I'd be satisfied with. He said, honey, the Lord don't work like that. Amen. God don't work like that. Every good and perfect gift comes from above.
That's right.
Amen. And he said, so he convinced her. He said, we'll pray about it. And he went and found a little car. It was a sporty looking little car. I think she had like $3,000. And it was a sporty looking little car. Had a little spoiler on the back, one of the little fins. Boy, it was. Had a little four-cylinder engine. I mean, that thing got the gas mileage, too. It was a safe car. And he said, there's a little something wrong with it. And he said, I think I fixed it, because I'm not for sure. He said, if you will, take a chance on it. I said, you know, I believe this is what we were for. I believe this is what, you know. He said, do you like it? I said, oh, yeah, I like it. This is fine. This is really nice. This is a nice little car. He bet. And said, well, we're going to get it. And it served the purpose very well. He bet and satisfied. You know, it's God's good pleasure to give good gifts unto men. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's God's good pleasure to give good gifts. Amen. To men this morning. We don't have to lay aside, amen, the things of God, amen, to get what we want. But I feel like it's where a lot of Americans are this day and time, and our country is. This day and time, we can stand in liberty and enjoy ourselves in the Lord this morning. Amen. We don't have to be led astray, amen, by a lot of false accusations, false talks, and all these things. Amen. We can stand in the Lord, amen, and enjoy the things of God this morning. Amen. And that's what I know this morning. I know that's what God does. I know that's what God is this morning. Amen. I love you. Love the Lord this morning. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. I'm going to close this in prayer. Lord, we thank you this morning, God, for your goodness. And thank you this morning, Lord, for living in the land in which we live, Lord. We love this land, Lord. We sing about it. We rejoice in it. And Lord, we're going to celebrate today, and many of us across the country, Lord, and we're proud, God, of these things. And Lord, we ask you for your help. We know how things get in jeopardy. And Lord, this country's in jeopardy. We feel very strongly about it. God, we pray for your help. Help us to make a stand. Help us to make be a light. Help us to be a witness this morning. God, especially for the Lord in our hearts and lives this morning, God. And Father, we'll thank you for it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and ask this morning. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand.